بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the Noble Quran, and we have reached Surah At-Tur, chapter 52, and particularly in 52, Surah At-Tur, verses 9, 10, 11. قال الله تعالى: يوم تمور السماء مورا وتسير الجبال سيرا فويل يومئذ للمكذبين. On the day when the heaven will shake with a dreadful shaking, and the mountains will move away with a horrible movement. فويل يومئذ للمكذبين, then woe that day to the beliers. This is related to the verse 7, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the torment, that it is definitely coming. Verily the torment, inna adhaba rabbika lawaqa, verily the torment of your Lord will surely come to pass. No, there is none that can avert it. So on that day, the day of resurrection, it's inevitable that it will surely come. On that day when the heavens will shake with a dreadful shaking, and also it will split asunder, be cleft asunder. And it will be different from how it looks to us now. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Infitar, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ, Surah 82, in the beginning of the Surah, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. When the heaven is cleft asunder, and when the stars have fallen and scattered, and when the seas are burst forth, and when the graves are turned upside down, and they bring out their contents, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ, then a person will know what he has sent forward and what he has sent or left behind of good deeds or bad deeds. No man can imagine or know the reality of that day. However, we know the meaning in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it. As to the reality, this is something beyond our contemplation now. قال الله تعالى وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ Sayra, and the mountains will move away with a horrible movement and great movement. That is because on that day the mountains will be haba'an manthura, as in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 5 to 6. There will be scattered dust, and it will disperse as and scattered like clouds, and the mountains will be powdered to dust, so that they will become floating dust particles, and they will move a great movement because of the horror on that day. This verse tells us that the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Naml, in chapter 27, verse 88, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And you will see the mountains and think them solid, but they shall pass away as the passing away of the clouds. The work the work of Allah who perfected all things. Verily, He, Allah, is well acquainted with what you do. This ayah, 27:88, has the same meaning as the ayah, the verse in Surah At-Tur we are discussing. So therefore, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tur, and the mountains will move away with a horrible movement, the meaning. And the saying of Allah here, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَمِيدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابَ. And you will see the mountains and think them solid, but they will pass away as passing of the clouds, meaning on the day of resurrection, without a doubt. And anyone who interpreted it, that this takes place in this life, and that this is dalil, evidence that the earth revolves, then he has distorted the wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and said about Allah without knowledge. And the interpretation of the Quran is not something easy, an easy matter, meaning, because the tafsir, the interpretation of the Quran, meaning that it means that you bear witness that Allah meant this and that, such and such meaning. So therefore there must be a dalil, an evidence for that, either from the Quran itself or from the Sunnah. As to the interpretation of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, correction, either from the Quran itself or from the Sunnah or from the interpretation of the companions radiallahu anhum. However, for the person to change the meaning of the Quran in accordance with his desires or opinion, then there is a severe warning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever says in the Quran by his opinion, then let him prepare for his or take his seat in hell. Wal'ayadu billah. So therefore, back to the point. What's important is the meaning of this verse, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. And you will see the mountains and think them solid, but they shall pass away as the passing away of the clouds. This, the interpretation to say that this is in this life is futile, and it is not to be relied upon. Now, whether the earth revolves or it doesn't, this is known from other evidences, either also by way of the actual reality, or by the Quran, or by the Sunnah. And so therefore, we should not, we should never take the meanings of the Quran, or give the meanings of the Quran certain meanings which are not denoted by it, just in order to suppose or to support rather an opinion or an occurring real or a matter that is a manifested matter. So we repeat, it is not permissible to give the Quran meanings that are not denoted by it in order to support an opinion or an actual matter or an occurring matter while the text does not denote, because this is a grave and dangerous issue. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says in the same surah now, verse 11, فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. فَوَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, the new that day to the beliers. This wail, this term wail, this is a threat. And it is, although there is a narration that it refers to a name of a valley in Jahannam, in hell, وَلَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. However, the correct opinion is that it is a word of warning and threat. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And woe to the that day to the beliers, those who belied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, also those who deny what is affirmed by evidences. So they will face on that day from the horrors and the punishment, yani things which they will never have thought of, which they never have thought of. And who are they? No, a threat. Threat. Not a thread. Threat. And who are they? قال الله تعالى, describing them in the next verse, verse 12. الذين هم في خوض يلعبون. Those who are playing in falsehood, meaning in this life, in vain and futile and false matters, meaning they don't say that which is serious, and they don't act seriously. Rather, all of their actions are play and falsehood. That's why you find their lives without blessing. Days and night pass and they don't benefit. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. The next verse, the day when they will be pushed down by force to the fire of hell, with a horrible, horrible force for pushing. That is, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah from this. The hellfire will be presented to them as if it as a mirage. It is as if a river pool, and they will be in a high state of thirst, intense state of thirst. So they will rush to it to drink, to quench their thirst. When they arrive, they will find it to be hell, wal-'ayyadu billah. So it is as if, and Allah knows best, they stop lest they fall. So what happens then? They will end up be pushed to it with horrible, forceful pushing, and they will fall therein. We seek refuge in Allah from this, and it will be said to them, هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون. هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون. In the next verse, verse 14. This is the fire which you used to belie. Because in this life they used to say there is no resurrection, nor there is a recompense, or punishment, or hell. Rather they said, it is arhamun tadfa wa ardun tabla. Wombs pushing and earth swallowing. This is how they describe their lives. So they will be scolded at, and they will be told, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is the fire which you used to belie. So they will be in intense grief when they are scolded at. And it is a matter which, it was in their capacity to avoid, but now they couldn't. So they will say when they stand at the fire, in Surah Al-An'am 6:27, يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المؤمنين. They will say, would that we were but sent back to the world, then we would not deny the signs of our Lord, and we would be of the believers. قال الله تعالى in response in the next verse, بل بدا لهم ما كانوا يخفون من قبل ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه وإنهم لكاذبون. Nay, it has become manifest to them what they had been concealing before. But if they were returned to the world, they would certainly revert to that which they were forbidden. And indeed, they are liars. Meaning, if they would be returned to this life, they will still be lying. So they were not going to be upright on any matter, on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they will say, they say these things wishful thinking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, verse 15, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Is this magic or do you not see? Meaning, the things that you are seeing today, are they magic, as you used to say about that in this life? Because they said in this life that what the messengers brought was magic, and they claimed that the messenger is a sorcerer. So now on this day it will be said to them, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Is this magic or do you not see? Meaning, you don't really comprehend, and you are blinded from the truth. And in the next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صَلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سواء عليكم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. Taste you therein its heat, and whether you are patient of it or impatient of it, it is all the same. You are only being requited for what you used to do. Meaning, burn therein. And the command here is a humiliation, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this verse is loha, taste you therein its heat, and whether you are patient of it or impatient of it, it is all the same. You are only being requited for what you used to do. This is a humiliation. So contemplate those people, how the angels scold at them and humiliate them, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, and putting them to disgrace. اسْلَوْهَا تَصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Taste you therein its heat, and whether you are patient or impatient of it, it is all the same. You are only being requited for what you used to do. Meaning, being patient or not, there will be no relief for you. And whether you are patient or not. Although we know that in this life, if the person is afflicted by something and he endures, then things will be eased upon him. As the Prophet ﷺ said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ, and know that victory goes with patience, وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ, and that the faraj, the ease, follows the stress, وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, and with hardship there is ease. At the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. You are only being requited for what you used to do. So there was, يعني, there is no injustice being done to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the next verse the recompense and the reward of the believers. Allah ta'ala, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. نسأل الله من فضله. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favors. And who are the muttaqeen? The muttaqeen, the pious who establish the obedience to Allah, complying with His command and abstaining from His prohibition. This is the meaning of taqwa. This is the meaning of taqwa. So the person who prays in response to the command of Allah, then he is a muttaqi. And also the one who abandons zina, adultery, and fornication, then he is a muttaqi. That is because if the person establishes the obedience to Allah, then he had taken a wiqaya, a precaution, a protective measure against the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the reality of the believers who are muttaqeen. Allah described them that they will be in fi jannatin wa na'im, will be in gardens and delight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favors. Jannat is a plural of Jannah and means the dar, the abode which Allah has prepared for the pious in the hereafter. As evident in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran 3:133, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله. Now as to the admittance to paradise, which mean paradise of the hereafter, admittance and entering it, this is not possible in this life. However, with respect to the person receiving from the bliss of paradise what he receives, this is possible. This is possible. And this that is because in the grave, if the person is asked about his Lord, his deen, his religion, and his prophet, and answers correctly, then he will receive from the bliss of paradise, and a door to paradise will be opened to him, and his grave will be widened for him, and as much as the sight could go. The Jannat, the plural, took the plural form because it is of different kinds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four in Surah Al-Rahman, four Jannat. In Surah Al-Rahman 55, في قوله تعالى وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان 55:46 وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان. This is in Surah Al-Rahman verse 56. And but for him who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true believer fears the standing before Allah, his Lord, there will be two gardens. There will be two gardens. Then in the same surah, verse 62, قال الله تعالى وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان. And besides these two, there are two other gardens. These four gardens, they differ as came or as evident in their descriptions in Surah Al-Rahman. Surah Al-Rahman. Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. Verse 17. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله. Verily the muttaqeen, the pious, will be in gardens and delight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favors. And this bliss will be the bliss of the body and also the bliss of the heart. So they will be in continuous delight and continuous good health. And all of this kind of bliss are perfect to them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يجعلنا منهم, to make us from them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. فَكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. And the next verse, وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. فَكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ جَنَّاتًا رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Enjoying in that which their Lord has bestowed on them, and the fact that their Lord saved them from the torment of the blazing fire. So they received what Allah gave them from the bliss, and so they attained safety from evils. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from hell and continuous bliss in the gardens of paradise. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in next verse 19, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Eat and drink with happiness because of what you used to do. So eat and drink, this is a command. This is not a legal command, meaning that they will be held responsible. But this is a command of amr, to honor them. So they will be told, كُلُوا مِن كُلِّ مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ. So eat from that which is in paradise, from all that which is in favors in paradise. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also stated, in the same surah, Surah Al-Rahman, verse 52, فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان. In them both will be very kind, every kind of fruit and pears. So washrabu, and drink from what? From the rivers therein in paradise. And the rivers of paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them as four in Surah Al-Qital. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم. The description of paradise with the muttaqeen, the pious and the righteous have been promised is that it, in it are rivers of water, the taste and smell of which are not changed, rivers of milk of which the taste never changes, rivers of wine delicious to those who drink, and rivers of clarified honey, clear and pure. Therein for them is every kind of fruit, and forgiveness from their Lord. Are these like those who shall dwell forever in the hell, and be given to drink boiling water so that it cuts up their bowels? These are four rivers. One from water, the water whose water is not stagnant, so it does not change. And then we know that the water in this world, as long as there is no regeneration of it and continues to be stagnant, it will change and then it becomes filthy and smelly and so forth. And with respect to the water of paradise, it does not change. And also there are rivers from Laban, milk, unchanged, of which the taste never changes. And we know that the Laban in this life, the milk of this life, if it stays, you know, it will change and it will go bad. But in the hereafter, it doesn't. Also concerning the alcoholic beverages of this life, it has bad smell, and also it turns the sane into insane. And also there is this headache with it, and also the problems of the stomach. However, in the Jannah, paradise, there are rivers from khamr, laddatin lishaaribin, rivers of wine, delicious to those who drink. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that also in Surah As-Safat, 37 verse 47, لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون, neither they will have غول, meaning any kind of hurt, abdominal pain, headache, etc. from that, nor will they suffer intoxication therefrom. So, and the fourth is the rivers from rivers of clarified honey, clear and pure. All of that, what? Because of what you used to do. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, meaning because of what you used to do. This بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, this ba bima kuntum ta'malun, this is a causative one. It is not a substitutive one, meaning in exchange for something. That is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, لن يدخل الجنة أحد بعمله, none will enter paradise merely by his actions. Now, if someone asks the question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in this surah in verse 19, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, eat and drink with happiness because of what you used to do. If one says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states what means eat and drink with happiness, بِمَا, be, this be, because of what you used to do. In this verse, it is because of the actions of yours. While the Prophet ﷺ said, none will enter paradise by his actions. And while here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, because of what you used to do. The answer on this is to say that the letter ba may be used as to indicate a cause, and it may be used as in return for, in exchange for. So if it is said, دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ, the person entered paradise by his actions, then the meaning here is that the ba is causative, because of. وَإِذَا قَالَ, and if he says, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ أحد بعمله, none will be admitted to paradise because of his or by his deeds, then the meaning here be, meaning this is in exchange for, in return for his deeds. And if we give an example, if an example is given, if I tell you I sell you this garment, بدرهم, meaning for a dirham, This ba bidirham, this is in return for, in exchange for. Because in this case, the dirham or the dollar is it became as an exchange for the garment. And if you say adabtu al-walada bi'abathihi, I disciplined the child bi'abathihi due to, because of his indiscipline, yes, then this is, you know, due to, it is causative, because of. So therefore all of us will not be admitted to paradise by our actions, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us responsible for our deeds, then our deeds will not stand to face the favors of Allah, rather a favor of Allah's favor upon us, one single one. The breath, that which is a necessity for this life, it gets out of the person and re-enters and enters without any hardship and toil. And imagine how many times we breathe it during the day, or rather in the minute. So if we are really recompensed for our deeds, by to mean in exchange for, compensation for, then in this case, one single favor will accommodate all the deeds. Now, we don't feel the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of our breathing. But if any one of us suffers a restriction in his breathing path, then he would recognize the favor of Allah upon him. And that's why we say here, therefore, in verse 19, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, eat and drink with happiness because of what you used to do. This ba is causative, because of what you used to do. It is not in exchange. And in his saying, on Allah saying, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, what you used to do, this is comprehensive, covering the actions of the body parts, the heart and the tongue. In the body part actions, in our bodies, we have the actions of ruku', sujood, and in the sayings, we have the sayings of adhkar, remembrances, and in the hearts, we have the fear and the hope and reliance and so forth. All of these are called deeds, all of them. Alhamdulillah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy upon us, and we ask him from his favors subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit us to paradise by his mercy, innahu waliyu dhalika wa qadir alayhi wa innahu wa rahman wa rahim. We stop here inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins and to make us from the righteous. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.